Now, I wonder if you could share with us a little bit about your life story. Where were you born and where did you grow up? And could you just take us back from the beginning?
Sure. Okay. When I was born, my parents lived in Mounds, Oklahoma, and they were running a little cafe. Dad did the cooking and washed the dishes and made the pies. And my mother handled the front and kept me in a box under the counter for a few months. And then Dad had applied for an oil field job, and he got it. So we moved from there. And where we moved, I really do not know. But I know we lived on a lease. And when I was 9 months old, I was walking. And Mom put me on the bed for a nap. And when I went to sleep, she thought she'd go hang the clothes she'd washed on the line outside. Obviously, the screen door banged and woke me up, and I got up, and I tripped over Dad's house slippers she kept by this little stove, and it had an open face. All the little lease houses had this little gas stove, and I stuck my hand down in there and burned my hand very badly, so I can't raise this hand, these fingers up. And I've got a scar up here and up here. But they were told not to do anything about it because it was going to cause me to have a stiff finger and it'd have to be amputated. So they didn't do any surgery or anything. Well, when I worked in the hospital, I found out from a doctor who was a very good surgeon that he could fix it. It's nothing in the world but scar tissue. And I was in my 50s. I'd had it since I was 9 months old. I said, to heck with it. I know what it is, and I'm used to it, and I wouldn't know what to do with another finger anyway. So we just forgot it, and I just still have my crippled hand. But anyway, Mom and Dad lived on this oil lease, and I remember that Mom and Dad had lived in what I think was Bowlegs, Oklahoma, where there was oil field work. And there was big pipes that they make roads over so the water can run through. They were tin pipes. And we used to call them tin horns, but I don't know if everybody knows what that is. So that's what we had. There were several of them in the back of this apartment complex we lived in. And all the little kids that lived in the apartment complex used them for their houses to play house in. So we'd go and play house, and we'd hear this man come down the street hollering, "Hot tamales, hot tamales." So our moms would give us a nickel, and we'd all go get a hot tamale and take it back to our little houses and eat it in these tin horns, which was our little dollhouses, actually, we called it. And a lady lived there by my mom and Dad next door to them, and she smoked. So she didn't want to go across the street and get cigarettes because her husband didn't want her to smoke. So she would give me money and ask Mom if I could go buy her cigarettes for her. And she gave me a nickel for Cracker Jacks. So we did that. That was one of my first real solid memories. But the children were becoming ill around the oil fields. They thought they were getting like diarrhea and vomiting, and some of the children were dying. And they get a high fever, and they decided it had to be some of the gases from the runoff of the oil field. So my dad says, "We're not staying here. We're not losing our daughter." So he sent me to my grandmother's and with my mother. And then he joined us later, but he sold everything they had and joined us. But that was where I was born, in Clinton, Oklahoma, at my grandpa and grandma Maccabee's home. My mother went there to have me, so she'd be with her mother when she had her baby. And Dad joined us for the birth, and then when he got everything sold, then he joined us, and we were supposed to move on to California, but this was like 1929, and the bank closed with all of Dad's money and left us broke. And Dad said, well, they were hiring in the oil fields, and they were having a hard time too. So he said, you'd just try farming up where my grandpa and grandma lived. So we moved in that area.